Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. There was a celebration at the ballpark last night as the Phillies clinched a division title for the first time in 13 years. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Citizens Bank Park.
As the players were in the clubhouse spraying a lot of champagne, fans were leaving the ballpark pretty happy.
See, as a youngin' from Philly, I've been living for moments like this.
We did it! Let's go!
And that youngin' from Philly was 13 years younger when the Phillies last won the division in 2011. It was the Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels era that didn't just produce division titles, but during one magical postseason, the biggest prize in the sport. Bryce Harper and company, part of this era, now have a division title, but they still need to reach the top of the mountain. And fans like Niall Overton of South Philly know it.
We just got to win the World Series.
Hey.
We done everything else already. Just finish the job. Get through these next couple of rounds.
And there's more work to do before that happens. The Phillies are trying to finish the regular season strong, get a first round bye, skip the wild card round, and rest up before they get yet another Red October run started. At the ballpark, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The blood supply in the nation and our region is dangerously low, and the American Red Cross is once again making the appeal for people to roll up their sleeves. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
There is a dire need for blood right now.
The demand that we had projected to need over the summer for blood, the actual need was significantly higher than what we had expected.
That's Elena Mauger, Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania Division. Natural disasters, summer vacation, travel, COVID cases, all of these things are contributing factors to the blood shortage. Mauger says supplies were okay through July, and then they immediately made efforts for people to donate.
What we're seeing is that happened a little bit. We're in September and we're still seeing that critical need that we have.
She says blood platelets are needed as well. They only have a shelf life of 5 days, so that supply has to be continually restocked. The American Red Cross is now offering an incentive for blood and platelet donors.
If you donate between now and September 30th, you will receive a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of your choice. Automatically, you're registered for this gift card, and within 30 days, you'll receive the card electronically.
To find a donation site near you, go to redcrossblood.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The U.S. Education Department has awarded its National Blue Ribbon Honors to four area schools, including Philadelphia Central High School. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The Education Department has been naming Blue Ribbon schools since 1982, and this marks the third time that Central High School has received the prestigious honor. It's given to schools with high academic achievement or to those that have closed achievement gaps.
It is not only an accomplishment for my teachers and my students, but for our entire school community.
Central President Kate Davis, that's what the school calls its principal, says as a magnet, Central has admissions criteria, but that's where the work begins.
We are a school that has requirements for admission, but that doesn't mean that we get the highest marks on everything.
Three suburban schools also received Blue Ribbon honors: Springfield High in Delco, Holy Family in Phoenixville, and Marlboro Elementary in Green Lane. No South Jersey schools made the list this year. At Central High, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And I'm proud to say my father was in Central's 232 graduating class.
And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.